This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I like to cuss. It just comes very easily for me. I think it's because I have a lisp and I have a little stutter. And so, you know, curse words are easy to say. I do not like to be profane. There's a difference. Profane, I guess, comes from the Latin term unholy. So I do not like to say the Lord's name in vain. I do not like to do anything that's sacrilegious. But personally, I think some of the words we use that are cuss words have absolutely nothing to do with the Bible or nothing to do with the Lord. And so we say them because they sound funny and because they really, really express a lot of meaning. And I will give you guys some fake curse words for some of you that like feel like that you really want to drop, you know, something that ends with a cuh, you know, and I have some words for you. Okay. But the reason why I bring this up is there's a headline going around it, but it's an old headline. A couple years ago, there was a study that showed that if you're working out and you use certain cuss words, okay, especially the F one, your endurance is, you actually can enhance your workout. That study was out of England, came out in 2017, but it looks like it's recirculating. CNN talks about it today, and which is fine. I don't mind us talking about old studies. I think it's great. And trust me, I could talk about curse words as the day is long. It's just fun for me. But basically what happened with that study was they showed that in people who were exercising or on the bike, if they were able to curse while they worked out, they were able to do more. They were able to have more power. They were able to, they had more endurance. Although it's not supposed to overall improve your endurance. If you were able to curse, you could last a little longer in your workout. Because you know how when you work out, see, a lot of us work out wrong. We work out and we do it light and maybe we, you know, watch TV and, you know, we try not to sweat and mess up our hair or whatever. And we don't want to stink. And so no. When you work out, you got to push yourself. And not if you have a heart condition or anything like that. But if you're healthy, you want to push yourself. And right when you're like, I need to stop, you go, I got to do 10 more. Or I got to do another 10 minutes, or I got to keep pushing myself. So what helps in that push, in that lunge, are a couple curse words. Now, there was a study that was made famous, I believe it was 2009, where I think they took a bunch of college kids or fraternity guys, and they stuck their hand in cold water, and they allowed some to cuss and some to not. And the guys that were allowed to cuss could keep their hands submerged in the ice water longer. So I tell people, if you're in pain, cuss. You know, I was visiting a friend, you know, who was kind of dealing with some pain yesterday. And, you know, he was moaning. And I'm like, cuss, that's okay. You know, I know it doesn't matter if there's a lady. Everybody's like, well, I can't cuss because there's ladies present. Okay, who do you think are the biggest users of curse words? All right. Even in the olden days when we took care of the kids. Do you think that we were like, oh, Johnny, you spilled your milk? We're like, what the hell? So I love the history of things, and I love going back to the history. You know, I cursed a lot as a kid, not because I was angry, but, you know, my father, English was a second language to him. And so the first words that he picked up on were the curse words. And I wanted to be more like him. And so since Daddy used those words, I'm going to use those words. So some of my first words were curse words. And in fact, one of my kids' first words was a curse word too. And it was by accident. I don't know why he said it. He didn't mean to. It just, I guess he heard it a lot in the house. The first kid, we didn't curse around at all. But by the second one, you know, because we already had one kid, we were like, what the? So the second kid, his first word was blah. And I was like, oh, my baby. And I have the pride. I mean, oh, my gosh, your grandpa would be so proud. So the definition of a curse word, again, profanity is where we get that profanous, that unholy. But to me, I kind of change the definition where it's one that society deems to be a little off color, not really appropriate in public and professional settings. Yeah, I wrote this. I wrote this definition. Yeah, Webster, watch out. And it's a word that has plenty of other socially acceptable alternatives. And but you use it during anger or excitement or when your filter's down. So a curse word is something where you got plenty of other words you could use, but you choose to use that one. And I guess there's origins of curse words way back into the 15th century. And, you know, there's a few of them that I can't really say on air, but the S word, we believe the F word also came back from 15th century. I mean, keep in mind, you know, they had a lot of horses. And so my guess is the horses pooped and somebody stepped in the poop. And I doubt they had a really nice, delicate term for horse poop or the act of stepping in that. So they believe that the first original words were in the 1400s, 15th century. And cavemen, there's no way cavemen didn't curse. I mean, you had rocks, you had mudslides, they cursed. So the S word, which I can't really say, but it's, you know, the S word, they say it comes from Old English shite, S-C-H-I-T-T-E, meaning purging, diarrhea. You also have German, Scheißen, and Dutch. I have to be really, really careful because, again, I don't know if the, because my show is global, like, I got to make sure I'm not cursing in other countries, so I got to be very, very careful. The Dutch has a word, but it sounds a little bit more delicate. But I guess it's supposed to be the act of separation. So when you separate your potty from you, that's that term. The F word apparently has German, Dutch origins to mean to strike or to move back and forth. And so there's, you know, verb forms of it. There's noun forms of it. People make an adverb out of it. And they say they've even found it used in a monastery copy of De Official. It was a guide to moral conduct. They even, I guess, found that word in there. I got to double check that. Arse used to be the word in 11th century for butt or, right, tushy, okay? The B word used to represent a female dog. In the 1400s, they used it to, you know, speak to women, unfortunately. So, so if you guys need a fake curse word, you could say shut the front door. You could say son of a motherless goat. You could say beeswax. Ah, to heck with that. I like my words. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we're bad to the bone. We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials and being really ready there, just in case I had accidentally dropped a curse word. He is, like, so on it. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I went to multiple schools growing up, and one of my favorite high schools was Chaparral High in Phoenix, Arizona. And there was a kid, real handsome, real smart, in my class, who I just knew was a rock star. And I lost track. We lost touch. I went off to school. He went off to Africa. He became a safari guide, then became an owner of TIA Safaris, then authored books. This is Africa, True Tales of a Safari Guide, 1 and 2. And he just went on to bigger, better, sexier, exciting things, and I'm honored to have him on the show. Matt Dry joins us. Matt, thank you for joining us today. Matt, you there? Oh, man, maybe he's in Africa right now. Daniel, do you have Matt on the line? Hey,
hello,
Matt.
I'm here.
Yay, good. Sorry, that's the internet for you. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a wonder to see you after so many years.
I know, but I got fat. Were you surprised at how... Yeah, but yeah, he was at our high school reunion. I got fat.
In fact, you look amazing.
Did I look like one of the animals that you see on the safari?
You truly look like a rock star. Not at all.
You look good. You didn't age, but I definitely look like Hippo Henrietta. Anyway, so first, why... What made you decide to go to Africa and become a safari guide?
Well, interestingly enough, I was a tennis player until I was 30. Then I became a director of a tennis club at 36, making tons of money, but I wasn't very happy. So during the summer when nobody was taking tennis lessons in incredibly hot Arizona, I went to Africa as a tourist, and I met a safari guide in a bar in Botswana. And I was telling him, asking millions of questions. He was telling me millions of answers. And he said, stop, listen. He said, you would be perfect for this job. This job would be perfect for you. And when I was a kid, I wanted to be a zoologist until I found tennis. And that became my first passion.
Right.
So he said, you know, you can go to school, you can become a safari guide, and you can be doing what I'm doing every day of your life. He said, you follow your heart. So I came home to Arizona. I found a school in South Africa that would give me all my credentials as a safari guide, and I sold my house, sold my car, gave away everything I owned to charity, and went to Africa with a backpack, and that was 12 years ago.
That's gutsy. That is gutsy. But you've always been gutsy. I remember that about you. That's some cojones right there. So what sort of training do you have to be a safari guide? I mean, do you have to know how to handle the animals if they, you know, go up? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to be able to read animal behavior, anything from, like, what a lion is going to do when it's charging, how you know an elephant is truly charging instead of mock charging, how to read the animals so that you can take your clients as close to them as possible without bothering them. That's the ideal situation when you're reviewing an animal. And, of course, you have to learn everything from soil to climate to plants to arachnids, you name it. You learn everything about ecology so that you can educate the people that are coming to see all these wonders and beauty. Now, I did a couple things. I learned how to guide from a vehicle, and I also learned how to guide from being on foot. And when you're on foot, you also have to pass an incredibly difficult rifle test, which I map out in one of my books. Very, very difficult thing to do, not to carry a rifle in order to hunt, but to carry a rifle for protection when you're on foot with all these incredibly dangerous animals. So I had to pass many, many different levels in order to get my full accreditation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to cheat off of you in high school. I think you were in my math class. So if I ever take this class, will you take it with me? Because I'm going to have to cheat off of you again.
Oh, it would be my pleasure. Anytime.
We're talking to Matt Dry, owner of We're Matt Dry, owner of TIA Safari. So were you guys ever, so you've been safarying and guiding and doing this now for years. Have you ever been charged? What was one of the most dangerous scenarios you faced?
So this summer, I've been charged many, many times, but this summer I was in the Okavango Delta, which is a 6,000 square mile swamp in the northern part of the Kalahari in northern Botswana. And we were on foot, which is one of the special things that you can do when you're in the Okavango Delta. And we knew that a lioness with cubs was somewhere in the area. And we had been tracking her, and we tracked her up to a termite mound. And as we stepped out from behind the termite mound, she was in the tall grass no more than 20 feet in front of us.
Whoa.
So she started growling. We couldn't see her face, but we could see her tail. And she was whipping her tail back and forth. And that means that a lion is about to charge. So So when an animal is going to charge you, you cannot run, particularly with predators. Just like here in Arizona with a bear, you cannot run mm-hmm. from a predatory animal. So we stood our ground. She was roaring at us. We were standing there. I was filming it. My clients were probably pooping in their pants.
Yeah.
If I could say that on radio. And I just said, stay. And then immediately she jumped out of the grass roaring at us. Perfect picture of her face right there, not 20 feet from us. Wow. And we held our ground. She looked at us for about 2 seconds, and then she went back into the grass and disappeared to get to her cubs.
Wow. Well, that, and that makes sense because, you know, these animals don't want to eat you. They just want you away from their babies. And so let them roar. Let them, like a lot of us, I mean, you know, you're married, right? You know, let us wives roar and do whatever and go, okay, fine, you know, say your piece, and then we're good. We don't really have to strike or anything.
Right. You got to put, the most important thing for her was to protect her cubs. And if she attacked us, and we hurt her, then her cubs wouldn't survive. So that's one of the reasons why we weren't, myself and my Botswanan guide, why we were not afraid of her, why we knew that we were safe, even though she was in potential charging position.
Well, that's what makes, you know, illnesses like rabies so scary, you know, because people say, well, you know, the dog, it's a dog, it shouldn't attack, you know, rabies. And that's when a brain is infected or it's a sick animal, that's when they don't follow a lot of the logic. So, you know, if it's a healthy animal, there's a lot of predictable behaviors.
Yes, exactly right. You are very, very right about rabies. Rabies I have not experienced in southern. Yeah, sorry, I haven't experienced it yet. It, fortunately, in southern Africa or eastern Africa where I operate, which is a wonderful thing because rabies, as you well know, is a virulent disease that can cause a huge amount of damage to animal life.
Snakes. Do you incur a lot of snakes? And what are some, you know, real bad ones out there?
Ooh, well, Africa definitely has its fair share of snakes. Everyone's favorite, most dangerous snake that you don't want to encounter is the black mamba.
Okay.
That is what we call a one-step snake. You get bitten, you take one step, and then you fall over and die. No, you last about, you get a full dose from a black mamba, which is the second largest venomous snake in the world after the king cobra. It can get to be over 13 feet long. You get a full dose from one of those babies, you are probably going to die within 20 to 30 minutes. But we have lots of different cobras. We have a cobra-like creature called the rinkal. We have our garter snake. We call it a garter snake. It is actually venomous in Africa. You have a tree snake called the boomslang, which they say its toxicity is actually the greatest. But it has a very different type of venom. Instead of neurotoxin or cytotoxin, which causes necrosis, neurotoxin obviously attacks the nervous system. The tree snake or the boomslang has hemotoxic venom. And hemotoxic venom keeps the blood from clotting. So within about 24 hours, you will bleed out. So not a very nice thing, but it's almost impossible to get bitten by a boomslang. If you get bitten by a boomslang, God hates you.
Oh, I bet. Matt, how can people find you? Looks like we're wrapping up on a heartbreak. How can people find you?
Scott, you can find me in my books. I am online at tiasafaris.com. And those are the two main places that you can find my books on Amazon. And call me. I'm more than happy to take everyone on adventures of a lifetime to Africa. So wonderful chatting with you, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much.
Can't wait to have you back. All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye.
All right. Take good care.
You too. Bye.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House today will begin a formal process which could lead to the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee will meet to determine the scope of the current impeachment inquiry, and the full House would then vote on a resolution concerning the inquiry tomorrow. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says,
there is nothing impeachable about this, so why are they dragging us through this once again with...
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincade Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're looking at the California wildfires, and we have some updates. Apparently, the dangerous Santa Ana winds are whipping through Southern California, and a new wildfire has now broken out near the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. They say a new fire broke out in Ventura County has prompted evacuation orders for an area that includes the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. They say California has now some of the worst weather this morning that can fuel even more fires. Strong, gusty winds, low humidity, dry conditions. Officials, according to the New York Times, fear that the gusts could blow embers more than a mile away, complicating their efforts to contain new or existing fires. So you could have a fire, you could try to contain it, the wind comes in and will blow fire and embers to new dry areas, and firemen have to chase them and sometimes go around in circles. God bless them for all the great work they're doing right now. So in the southern part of the state, they said the gusts are expected to peak today. A new brush fire broke out in Ventura County. So for those of you not really familiar with California and Ventura, you got, to the south, you got San Diego, and then you got Los Angeles. Well, you got kind of Irvine, Orange County, and then you got Los Angeles, okay? And I know I'm not going through all the suburbs. I get that. I know. We got La Jolla, and I get it. All right. And then north of Los Angeles, you have your Woodland Hills, Tarzana, Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, going on as you're going west. As if you didn't think you go any more west from Los Angeles to California, you go west on the 101 to Ventura County, and you have Ventura, and then you could go up to Santa Barbara. Beautiful, beautiful country, beautiful land, coastal, but still dry. So Ventura County has the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. The Los Angeles area, so south, 745-acre blaze known as the Getty Fire has already prompted the evacuation of 7,000 homes. Firefighters did make progress overnight. Now it's about 27% contained. Northern California, they're still dealing with the Kincade Fire. Remember that they said wasn't even going to be probably done until after November 7th? Kincade Fire has consumed much of the area around Santa Rosa over the last few days. It has now become the largest active wildfire currently in the state. 76,000 acres. It's at about 30% contained, which is up from 15% on Tuesday. And remember, it's growing. So that means they made a lot of headway, even though it doesn't sound like it, but they did. Forecasters are cautiously optimistic that the winds of the area have died down. Hope that the winds won't strengthen for at least a few days, giving them time to contain it. And if they could contain it, hopefully the embers don't spread. You know, one technique firefighters may use is fighting fire with fire, where they might burn future trees to prevent the embers from jumping. If the embers have no place to jump to, it could end there. At a morning briefing at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, hundreds of firefighters packed into an event hall. Officials thanked them for the work, told them they made really good progress. However, a lot of danger still remains. Many houses are still tucked into the woods at risk. Trying to save homes and save people and save structures, you know, how do you triage? Fire has already destroyed 206 structures, including 94 homes. So this Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Ventura County fire has started to force evacuations, newer ones, and it is fast moving because, remember, Southern California has the winds. In Northern California, it looks like the winds are going to die down for a little bit. So this blaze is called the Easy Fire. Not sure where they get their names. I'm sure it's kind of similar to how we name hurricanes, but without using a male or female gender, but it's called the Easy Fire. It grew to more than 400 acres. And led to evacuations in Simi Valley and Moore Park. Those are kind of, Simi Valley and Moore Park are kind of in the southern part of the county. Deputies have been knocking on doors, escorting people to safety. They're evacuating ranches, farms, golf course, and, you know, there's a lot of farmland in those areas. When you start to drive north, there's a lot of farmland, and that produces a lot of food for the state as well as the country. So seeing that get damaged, too, is just as devastating. So, Air Force One, there's a former Air Force One I haven't seen it yet. We always, every time I go to LA, I'm like, I want to go see the Ronald Reagan Library, but my husband goes, oh, it's too far away. See me, please, okay? If it's an hour drive, that's fine. You know, in LA, you get used to driving an hour away. So I still haven't seen it yet, and I hope to. In terms of electricity, electricity still is getting shut off. They still have the rolling blackouts. Santa Ana wind gusts topped about 70 miles per hour in elevated areas near Los Angeles. They said some of the speeds were matching a Category 1 hurricane. If you remember our hurricane talk, once you hit winds of 74 miles per hour, you're at Category 1 hurricane. So these are basically hurricane-type winds. According to Lisa Phillips, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in L.A., said when you have a fire form in these conditions, it can spread very quickly. The combination of dry, windy weather, perfect for fires, and so they have not only a red flag warning, but an extreme red flag warning for much of L.A. and Ventura County. I checked in with my family out there. They said they're not in the path, they're not in the evacuation zone yet, but the air quality is horrible. So I don't know how much people can sustain and breathe out there that long. You know, I mean, you can't just pick up and move. You got to work, and the air quality could be bad for weeks. So the threat posed by the winds has now led Pacific Gas and Electric to cut power to 1.5 million people in 30 counties in Northern California. 1 million still don't have electricity since the weekend. Now, in the south, you got San Diego Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison. They are preventatively shutting off power today to about 200,000 people. Again, how do you get the updates? How do you know what's going on? You're going to have to use an AM radio. You're going to have to plug in your radio. There's a state web portal. It's new. It allows links to updates on fire status, evacuation zones, power outages, shelters, housing conditions, and other information related to fires that Cal Fire and Caltrans has set up. So, you know, schools still canceled. Apparently school districts closed in Sonoma, surrounding counties. Parents are trying to, you know, figure out what to do with their kids during the power outages. I'm not really worried about how to entertain the kids. If I were you, I would just leave Dodge. If school's closed and the air is bad, just go east, hang out, come to Nevada, take a little vacation. I know it's tough, but I, you know, if there's no school and there's no electronics, honestly, little Parker Polizzi, 9 years old, is kind of liking not going to school. Not liking that there's no work in electronics. He said there's no fun stuff we could do. And he's worried about his pet bearded dragon, Spike. So they went to a hotel room where there was power so he could bring Spike. So I would suggest to anybody who's living there that has any sort of lung disease, any sort of heart condition, leave for the next week or two. I know it costs money. If you have any family out east or whatever, go. Evacuate. By evacuate, meaning, you know, take the stuff that hopefully, you know, you love that hopefully doesn't get burned. But, you know, air quality is going to be bad for a while. We hope that the winds after the fire go down can brush it all away. They're probably going to brush it to Nevada. I didn't think about that if it brushes east. But It's not a healthy time. It's not a you got plastics you're breathing in. You've got, you know, wood particles, pesticides, all sorts of chemicals that burn in these houses. So things you shouldn't breathe when it gets burned, like soda pop and things like that, they're breathing in. You know, here we are freaking out about vaping-related illness. You notice nobody's really talking about vaping-related illness, you know, the last couple of days because we got people here, you know, breathing in a hell of a lot worse than that. If you want to help, donate to the Red Cross. They're going to need blood. You don't have a lot of people able to donate blood now in California based on these evacuations. California's going to need blood. Please go to your local Vitalant, go to your local Red Cross, or your local blood bank to donate blood. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I received an email over the weekend Asking about doctors and kind of the whole conspiracy theory of, you know, cancer not being, you know, a cure not being found for cancer and doctors writing medications. And you hear this all the time that, you know, doctors know a cure and they, you know, are bribed by pharmaceutical companies to keep giving you guys drugs. And I think it's about time I just kind of give you guys the real story. All right. Because I just took care of a patient where the family's like, you know, we don't believe in flu shots. And, you know, again, kind of conspiracy thing. And I can see both sides. I could see both sides of a lot of things. And so I'm going to give you my opinion as honest as possible without, you know, losing my license and without losing your faith in medicine. So this is going to be a little tricky. All right. But this is what I've seen. Okay. I've seen for some people that they just got good genes. They have great genes. They could fight off colds with orange juice. They could take a nap. They could drink water. They could exercise. And they've been able to battle things their whole life without the use of doctors. Kudos to them. I think that's fantastic. I think they have an amazing, amazing immune system. But I got to be honest with you, because that's my job. My job is to be honest. I've met a couple of those people who had come to me saying, I've never been sick a day in my life, ever. Never needed an antibiotic, never needed a medication, but I'm not feeling right, so I'm here now. They ended up having metastatic cancer, and they were dead within months. Now, maybe they went through life perfect, and they were, and I'm sure there's still people out there that will be fine. It doesn't mean you're going to have cancer. But no matter how strong you are, no matter what sort of an immune system you have, nature does always win. You hope that it doesn't win till you're 100 years old. When I met these couple of people who I believe never needed an antibiotic, they looked healthy until they came in saying something was wrong as a new patient. I checked them out and unfortunately found cancer. Now, we got blood pressure medication, we got diabetes medication, we got cholesterol medication. All right. Are those out there to hurt you? Are they out there to keep you sick? I'm not a good person to ask that because my father didn't want to take the medication. He took medication for his blood pressure and all that, but he didn't want to take the cholesterol medication. I'm like, Dad, you got to do it. Everybody who takes cholesterol medication, I don't really see, you know, have a heart attack. He's like, no, it's going to hurt my liver, it's going to hurt my liver. And he ends up dying of a heart attack. And I really think if he was on the medication, he'd still be alive today. Maybe he would have needed a cardiac stent, maybe he would have needed bypass surgery. But he dropped dead of a massive heart attack. And he didn't have to, he was only 62. So, we have medications out there. Because sometimes nature, or God, or science, doesn't work perfectly. Or maybe that is perfection, where somebody with bad genes doesn't propagate more children. I don't know in nature what perfect is, okay? To me, perfect is somebody living as long as possible. But in nature, that might not be the case. And so when you have goldfish, you see some just get a tumor or something weird happen, and sometimes they just die for no reason. And you have other fish that just swim, and boy, nothing happens to them. I got cats. I had the most amazing cat, the most sweetest thing. Died when he was 3 years old. Yet we have this battle axe of a witch cat that just, I don't understand why she's not the devil and why the Lord hasn't smitten her. And here she is. She's going on her 15th year without a problem. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes. And, you know, I've seen very, very healthy people wake up and have a stroke. Why? Because their blood pressure spiked. And so I'm a huge fan of medications. All right. and I'm not in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I haven't gotten a pen. I have not gotten a ballpoint pen from a pharmaceutical company in almost 4 years. And I am still very comfortable saying I like medications. I like medications for blood pressure. I like medications for cholesterol. I like medications to control diabetes. When people get sick or they get a rip-roaring infection and they're going into sepsis, you need an antibiotic. If not, nature takes over. Now, can medications do harm? Oh, absolutely. There are side effects. You know, when you have a hospice patient, sometimes you're like, you know, are you keeping them alive when maybe that's worse for them than letting them pass? There's always these discussions in medicine. I mean, the reason why we have all these new guidelines coming out on, well, maybe don't do the mammogram or don't do the self-breast exam or don't do the self-testicular exam is because they sometimes think that some of these procedures or screening tests can do more harm than good. We're always trying to find that balance. Unfortunately, money starts to shift some of the motive, and so trying to save money in medicine might unfortunately, you know, propagate these articles going, oh, you don't always have to examine your breasts. You don't always have to get a PSA test. You could watch the prostate cancer, watch and wait. Alex Trebek just did a PSA talking about how he wished he didn't wait so long before finding the pancreatic cancer. You know, cancer, when it hits, it's bad, and you're like, I want to fight it with everything I've got. And thinking that doctors are purposely trying to hurt you so they make money, I don't make money when you're sick. I was bringing in $2.42 from an insurance company every time I saw you. If you didn't pay your copay, that's all I was getting. I'd rather you be healthy. Trust me, I am not making money on you being sick. With vaccines. I think vaccines save lives. I've seen, you know, polio get eradicated. I'm scared to death of some of these diseases out there. But do some people get a reaction from a vaccine? Absolutely. I've seen that too. So when somebody says they don't believe in them, you know, what exactly does that mean? Do you not believe that they work? You do not believe in the science behind it? Or do you not believe that the government is being that open about side effects? I mean, I'm very honest. What I think happens is when there is a side effect, the government has to be very, very careful blaming that on the vaccine, because what if it wasn't? If, let's say, somebody got a flu shot and then went into Guillain-Barré, where their body fought their nervous system, which is a side effect, a rare side effect of flu shots. Sometimes the average cold could do that. Sometimes the flu itself. And so unless the government is 1,000% sure, they really aren't allowed to say it was a vaccine. But that's the problem. You can never be sure. Now, I'm very comfortable with the scientific evidence that vaccines do not cause autism. They don't. I have family members with autism. No. However, when parents say my child's communication and things changed after they got their vaccine, do I disbelieve them? So, you know, not everything is perfect. But, and there are doctors out there that are bad seats, just like with any industry. But to say doctors on a whole, or the medical community on a whole, is trying to hide a cure for cancer, I'm telling you guys right now, nobody's trying to hide anything. Because whoever does find that cure for cancer is going to make bucks. And there'll always be needs for cures for cancer, because cancer is going to change and evolve to a newer kind. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.